microphones on the ready line. Get those microphones prepped.
Roger that, two guys talking. Microphones are prepped and ready.
Get that mixer into place. Mixing port is green.
Get those DVR set for Monday night. Jack Bauer is the target.
Copy, sir. Bauer is the target.
The Two Guys Talking 24 podcast review of season 8 is right around the corner. Check out reviews of previous seasons now at 24podcast.com.
Roger that, sir. Mixing point is green.
Sir, the Moscow chopper is arriving.
Join me, Mike Wilkerson, and Tony Lovasco for the 24 podcast, reviewing the 8th season of the Hitbox Show 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland, only from the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Come on into the castle, lads and lassies. Warm yourself by the library fire. Tonight I'd like to talk about a revisit to global warming in the year 2010. Let me take this opportunity to wish everyone a Happy New Year. You may have noticed a new development or two in the realm of global warming. Examples? The accidental discovery of hundreds of emails amongst climate scientists confirming that the base data bringing us global warming forecasts are flawed and not locked in after all. Headlines that read, coldest winter in 40 years. Ice cap increases by 22% over last 7 months. Polar bear population found to be in normal cycle. Worst snowfall in 70 years. And so on, and so on. For the record, in the past, we seem to have had some reasonable debate and discussion on the matter of global climate, until, somehow, once again, that issue, like many others of importance, became politicized. We now know that it is our political party affiliations that determines whether or not the Earth is warming, not real science. It has become more important to learn what our carbon footprint is rather than whether both of our feet are planted in climate research facts. The result of this? Surprise, surprise. The lockstep mantra of the Gorites continues unchecked. The large companies continue to pollute our atmosphere and natural water sources, destroying natural habitat in their quest to make a profit in an unending thirst for oil and mineral riches. Huge SUVs are roving our streets, spewing tons of greenhouse gases into our atmosphere while gnawing giant holes in the life-giving ozone layer. Plastic litter and other non-biodegradable flotsam flows into our oceans, causing death and destruction to marine life and birds. Entire populations of birds and fish are being forced to the brink of extinction. Our forests continue to dramatically decrease every year as man builds more roads and corporate farms. Huge corporate beef farms, established to produce a never-ending supply of prime rib and steak to conservative diners, continue to allow the cattle to belch and fart, spewing dreaded methane into the atmosphere at an alarming rate. I find it very interesting that the same sources who have been informing us for years about the approaching horrors of global warming now suggest we reject those facts and consider suggestions that global warming has been drastically overstated at least, or at worst, created out of industrial smoke and mirrors. To clarify, allow me to state my official position, a non-scientific but common-sense assessment of the climate story. Please note, the Earth has proven and documentable cycles of warming and cooling, and will continue to have them. No rational person should insist that we are not in a warming trend now, say for the last 20 or 30 years. The issue that matters is, what degree of this warming is caused by humans, what can be done about it, and how much time do we have before we all, 1, die of thirst, 2, die of starvation, 3, cook to death, 4, drowned from melted polar ice, or 5, all of the above. Is it possible that once the terrible specter of imminent nuclear apocalypse, remember those old duck and cover days, right, was relegated to the dustbin and we no longer needed to worry about buying preserved food and fallout shelters in order to keep living, that a new, even more terrible Armageddon was needed to drive the engine of fear and associated fundraising? Could it be that global warming is our new collective boogeyman? Is it global warming that now drives the Save the Earth crowd, keeps the money flowing in the veins of the devout liberal organizations? Of course not. Why, that would be too much like a master conspiracy, right?
Thank you.